Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 424 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question from Rachel, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. Now, I know a lot of you are bootstrapping and hiring can be a pain, especially if you're trying to grow and you know that you need more people to help you. It could just be very difficult to find the right people. And ZipRecruiter.com streamlines the entire process. You put up a job ad on one location on ZipRecruiter.com and it gets sent to over 100 job boards automatically. And candidates get sent back to ZipRecruiter, and you can review all of them in one place conveniently. There's a built-in interview questions to screen candidates before they even get to you, and then you can find the people you need to help grow your business so you don't have to stress about it. They're doing all the hard work. You got to check it out. If you go to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat, you're going to love it. ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. All right, here's today's question from Rachel.
Hey, Pat. I'm Rachel Coley from CanDoKiddo.com. My question is related to creating autoresponders for multiple email lists. I have multiple lists that people opt into from different sources and for different lead magnets. So for example, I offer one lead magnet on my site, but I also offer free bonus materials in my book, and I'd like to start offering free printable tools at the end of my blog posts. So the initial welcome emails obviously need to be different for those lists in order to deliver the different lead magnets, but I'd like to keep the rest of my autoresponder series the same. So how can I prevent people from getting duplicate emails if they've opted into multiple lists? I know you're a lead pages guy, and SBI Session 78 with Clay Collins has my mind racing, but until my budget expands, I'm a MailChimp gal, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this challenge. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, Rachel, thank you so much for the question. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you some solutions for your problem. I had used AWeber in the past and MailChimp as well, and I know kind of how it works with these multiple lists. And if you have multiple lead magnets, I completely understand. So I'll give you a solution that you could use that could potentially work. I understand about lead pages as well. It definitely is a higher-end product, but it can work wonders once you eventually get there. And then I have another solution that's completely different than all these different email service providers that I'm using right now that I'll share with you that is working and would solve all these problems as well. So the first thing, whether you are MailChimp or AWeber, I know the struggles because they work on a list-based system, meaning your subscribers subscribe to a particular list, and they could be subscribed to multiple lists depending on the purpose of those different lists. Maybe it's a webinar registration page or list. Maybe it's a list of people who have purchased a particular product or people who have downloaded something that you can then feed emails to that then leads to a pitch to get that particular product. Or there might be multiple products, or maybe there's a list for people who went to a live event that you put on. And again, these are all different lists that you have, each that serve a different set of autoresponders, each that have different welcome emails, different forms, different experiences for people as well. And unfortunately, both with AWeber and MailChimp, they treat those people, even if it's the same person, but they're on five lists, for example, they are treated and counted five times in that database. And so if you're calculating, for example, If you have 10,000 subscribers, if you're paying for 10,000 subscribers, it might actually be, one counting as five, and you might not have as many as you think. There's just that many entries in different lists. So just that's one thing that has always bothered me with AWeber and MailChimp. But again, it's great in terms of delivering autoresponder emails. They're absolutely fantastic. They've helped people make millions of dollars. And so hopefully they're helping you as well. Now, the issue is you have multiple lists. And the reason that there's multiple lists is because you have different, I guess, incentives for people to subscribe. And instead of bringing them onto one specific list, you have them going on different lists. But you, after the first welcome email that delivers that product, you want them to eventually get the same stuff and be on the same list, even though they're on five different ones. Now, that's a huge headache for several reasons. One, you have to have all these different lists that you have to manage, and you're overpaying for the subscribers that you have that are on multiple lists. Not only that, if you change one email, you have to change all five of them, if there's five, for example, and it just becomes this massive headache. Now, there is a solution here. Now, I'm not sure how this is going to change what you already have in the list that you've that you've already built. But in the future, you might be able to do it this way, where you have everybody going to one list. If you really want these people to just have one, if they have all the same autoresponder series, all the same emails that you've pre-written over time, if you want them all to get the exact same ones, you can still deliver a unique lead magnet by redirecting them based on the form that they subscribed on to a specific landing page, a specific thank you page, that is, because at least with AWeber, I know, because I'm not as familiar with MailChimp, but I'm pretty sure that the specific form that you create, that you embed on your website, you can have that go to a specific landing page. So when people, for example, subscribe and they click subscribe after they put their name and email, they go to a thank you page. And traditionally, this thank you page would say something like, "Oh, you're almost there. Thank you so much. Just check your email for whatever it is." That thank you page could be where you put that unique thing that people get. That way they get it much sooner, and then they all get onto the same list. Now, if you set it up, you test it out, obviously, and people would be redirected there, and that would solve that problem. However, the only issue would be, and again, I'm just kind of thinking out loud here as we're talking, because I haven't really explored these options. I'm using another service right now, is if people wanted to get those things in the future, they wouldn't necessarily have the link to where they were redirected to. So you'd want to make sure on that page that they're redirected to, that unique thank you page that's just for that specific item, it goes to the same list, it's just a different thank you page. Again, the thank you page after they click subscribe, not the thank you page when they click to confirm. When they click to confirm, that might say, "Hey, thank you for joining the list," and it could be the same for everybody. Now, here's another idea that I've had in the past, that it depends on kind of how you want it to work in your business, but that final thank you page, the one that they go on after they click on that confirmation link in that confirm email, that one you might be able to list all of your lead magnets. And that could be considered a bonus for people. They might subscribe because there's one lead magnet or something they're interested in, but then they go to this landing page at the end of this process after they click to confirm and say, "Oh, here's your thing that you were looking for, plus other bonuses and free incentives that I've created over time. This is how much information that's coming out for free for you. And so continue to stay on the email list, because I'm going to be giving away more things for free in the future. Just here's all a list of free things that I've given away in the past." And that way, again, people are on the same email list, same autoresponder series, and no matter where they come in from, they are landing on the same page, but they're able to download that and everything else. And then as you create new lead magnets over time and new forms, they just go and end up on that page, and you just add those to the list. And again, that can be your sort of toolbox or toolkit, for example. Now, that's a lot of workaround, and of course, you shouldn't have to do that, but if you are happy with MailChimp, which I'm sure you are, and I know a lot of people are, they are obsessed with it, and it's great, then great, then that works. But if you didn't want to do that, I want you to explore this other tool called ConvertKit that I've been using, and it's amazing. I have a couple YouTube videos that I've explored and shared the ins and outs of ConvertKit. Now, coming in October, I have some more detailed videos, so I'm not going to go over in detail now. I don't want this to be a pitch for ConvertKit, although if you do want to check it out and you do want to check out my affiliate link, that's askpat.com/ConvertKit. And they have a way for you in a very Infusionsoft-like way, without all the confusion, They have a way for you to tag people, to deliver unique lead magnets to people, and they don't get on a list, essentially. They get put into a specific, what they call courses. So depending on where they come from, or depending on what form they go into, they can go into a different course, if you will. They can get tagged as such, or tagged with anything else you'd like. And then in the future, when you want to send emails, you can just pick out, okay, I want to send an email to all the people in this specific course, or I want to send an email to all the people who have been tagged as this. Now, it might sound confusing because it's very new. It's very new to me when I started exploring Infusionsoft, but it has become an amazing tool, and that one subscriber counts as just one subscriber, as they should be. And then I send autoresponder emails out based on where people have subscribed from, and they could all be the same, or they could all be different. I can send broadcast emails out to people who have been tagged a specific thing, and tagging is based off of, again, where they come from, what links they click on, and so many other things too. So again, I'm not going to go into the ins and outs of ConvertKit right now, but it is something to explore. This person who created this tool, Nathan Berry, who was featured on the SPI podcast a long time ago before he created this tool, he was just so frustrated with email service providers. I believe he might have used MailChimp, actually, or AWeber, one of the others, but he was just not happy. He needed something better, so he ended up creating it on his own. Again, askpat.com/convertkit. So, Rachel, I hope those workarounds work for you for now. You can also check out ConvertKit, and wishing you all the best of luck. Thank you so much for calling in. Your question, because it was featured here on the show, earns you an AskPat t-shirt free of charge. You're going to hear from my assistant in the next couple weeks, and we'll send that to you. I'd love to see a picture of it. That'd be awesome. And for those of you who have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to Ask Pat and you can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. Again, they make it incredibly easy for you to find and hire people full-time, part-time for your business. You know, we could always use more help, but it is very difficult to find the right candidates. Plus, it's just so stressful to post your job ads in all those different places. But ZipRecruiter makes it super easy. In just one location, with one click of a button, you can send out your job ad to over 100 different sites. You can even send them out to different social media sites as well. You can search existing resume databases, and you can seek out job candidates at the very same time. So again, they highlight the best candidates for you. I mean, it's like your own HR department here. So go ahead and check it out, ZipRecruiter.com/Pat, ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. It's free to use for a little bit, so check it out. All right, thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate you, and as always, we finish with a quote, and today's quote is from Ramsey Lemenstol. A small list that wants exactly what you're offering is better than a bigger list that isn't committed. Gotta love that. Cheers. Take care, guys, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Until then, keep rocking it, and if you have a sec, please head on over to iTunes and do me a quick favor. Leave a review for the show. Is much appreciated. I read them all, and they help with the rankings and help more people find Ask Pat as well. Thanks so much. I appreciate you, and see you next week. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.